All right, you got attuned to KHUM. Thank you so much for listening. We're about 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and joining me here in the studio from the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island, we've got Troy Nicolini. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
Yeah, been a while since we've seen you down here at the studios.
Yeah,
good to see you again. So about a week or so ago, you put out this steep beach warning, and it was kind of shocking to see that in the past 15 years, 10 people have died on these beaches with the steep shelves there. And of course, I assume that what brought this to the forefront was that recent tragedy, that young girl who passed away. And it was shocking to a lot of people, but it as you can see by the numbers, has happened a lot.
Yeah, and it's happened for many years. Like, you know, that beach has had a recent sort of bad run with some incidents, and I think it, you know, we're looking at trying to make sure folks know that certain beaches are just really not meant to go hang out at, with, especially with children. And I would classify Big Lagoon at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Like, you should be nowhere near the water on that beach just about any time of the year.
So explain why that is, because, you know, a lot of us have grown up in California. I grew up in Southern California, and I was at the beach like just about every day. I lived at the beach.
Yeah.
And but the beaches here have some different geology.
They do, and some beaches more so than others, and they also have colder water, and that's
absolutely
a really critical factor. Cold water makes it so you can't swim, you can't tread water within moments of going into the water. The human body, when they experience that cold water, the blood is pulled into the organs to protect the heart and, you know, lungs, and so it leaves the muscles of your arms and legs, and it makes it so you can't tread water. And anybody who's been in this cold water for a few minutes without a wetsuit has probably experienced the early onset of that. So you mix that with crazy surf and raging current, rip currents, and in those steep beaches, when you get pulled in, you can't stand up because they're deep, and the water's deep, very close to shore. So all those things kind of come together, and it's a really bad combination. And you're right, they're really different than Southern California beaches, especially those steep beaches. And maybe the best way to illustrate what's so special about them is to consider the other kind of beach up here, like Clam Beach. It's very flat.
Right, that goes out for a very, very long time.
So you could get knocked down by a wave and pulled out 100 feet and still stand up.
Right.
But in Big Lagoon, if you get knocked down by a wave and pulled into the surf, you can't stand up even if you're only 10 feet from the beach. So it's much different.
So what classifies a steep beach?
That's a great question, and that's sort of a tough one to answer. And the way I would describe it is Clam Beach is flat, Moonstone is flat, Big Lagoon is really steep, any of the beaches along the lagoons, Dry Lagoon, Fresh Lagoon, right? And then we have all the beaches in the middle. And I would say to somebody, if you're not sure if the beach you're going to is steep or not, assume it's steep. And that means essentially don't get close to the water unless you really know what you're doing. You got a wetsuit, you're tethered to a surfboard, and you're an experienced, you know, water person. Then those beaches are just really not meant for wading and having children splash in the water. They're just not good for that. There's always a risk of getting pulled in and drowning.
And one of the features of a steep beach is the force of the waves too, right?
Right. By the time, if you're in Clam Beach and you're up on dry sand, if a wave does reach you, by the time it reaches you, it had to travel over hundreds of feet of shallow water and it loses its energy. So it kind of washes in and gets your feet wet. At a beach like Big Lagoon Beach, you could be up outside the surf zone, but if a wave can hit you with almost all of its energy intact, so it can knock you down and pull you into the surf. So that's a big difference, yeah.
And because of its steepness, as you were saying, you can't get a foothold. If you can't get a foothold, you know, generally, if you can get a foothold, you can walk your way out, even if you can't paddle. But if you can't touch bottom, and yeah, or and your extremities are freezing,
it's a horrible scenario.
You've got moments.
Yep, moments. And even if you can touch bottom, as you said, not only is it really steep, so that it's harder to move away from the water has more power to pull you towards the water. And then lastly, the sand is typically really coarse at those beaches, which means that when it's full of water, it crumbles under your feet, so you can't get traction. So all those things kind of combine, yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of people feel, well, I'm a good, strong person.
Yeah.
I'm young. I can get out of any situation like that. But it's surprising how that is so often not the case. And most tragically was there was, of course, the one with the 8-year-old girl. But just before that, there was almost an entire family that was lost when a dog got sucked out. And then I think the father went out to try and get the dog, and he was sucked out. And then one after the other kept going out to save subsequent people.
And they didn't actually go out into the surf. They were just near. They were just like ankle deep and got pulled in.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, I would like to see sort of a basic change in how people view those really steep beaches. And this is sort of an analogy, but you would never take your kids and walk across a busy highway.
Of course.
It's so obviously dangerous, you know, and nothing you could do once you got in traffic would save you, your children. I mean, your car speeding by 65 miles an hour. And I just want folks to think of those steep beaches like that. Like, there's nothing you can do once your child's in that environment. Even a rescue swimmer who's highly trained and at peak physical performance will tell you they can't get out of that without a wetsuit and some kind of buoyant apparatus. So and I don't want to scare anybody away from our beaches, because I love the beach. I spend a lot of my time on or near the salt water. It's just that those specific beaches are really not to be visited casually.
What kind of warnings are up at those beaches?
We had signs that mentioned the cold water, the sneaker wave threat, and essentially said stay back. And then there were old signs still up that mentioned undertow, which is, you know, kind of also intimidating. And there's a new sign being developed in conjunction with the community to basically specifically flag that steep beach hazard. That's something that I think is long overdue. It's tough because the last fatalities there, we sort of attributed to trying to rescue a dog.
Right.
That's what started it all. And it's true anywhere in Humboldt County. If you go in the surf after a dog around here, honestly, I'm shocked at how often the dogs get out, but the rescuers almost never get out. That includes 5-pound lap dogs with no body fat, little teeny toy poodles get pulled in the surf, and somehow they get out.
Well, so the tragedy of that whole family being swept out and dying, going after the dog made it.
Yeah, the dogs almost always get out. I only know of one case where a dog didn't get out, and every other dog, big, small, doesn't matter, good swimmer, poor swimmer. They have a different physiology, is my theory. They just don't react to the cold water like that, like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the last one was about going in after dogs. So we did a 30-second public service announcement for the TV about not going in after dogs. You know, this one was a child playing too close to the water. And so it's tough, though. Everyone has its own, every new incident kind of has its new, slightly different aspect to it. We try to do a comprehensive educational campaign that addresses all the hazards.
Probably mention that you've got it on KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale. We're streaming on the web at KHUM.com. We're talking with Troy Nicolini about steep beaches. And how distant from the water is safe if you are visiting a steep beach?
Yeah, no, that's kind of subjective. But I would say the steep beaches in particular, like Big Lagoon and Agate, you know, freshwater, if I had a child and they were rambunctious, frankly, I wouldn't go anywhere near those beaches. In the blink of an eye, a kid can get away from you and be out of reach. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, I have a six-year-old. Sometimes he comes when I call him. Sometimes he doesn't. I mean, he's in that phase of defiance. So I honestly don't think those are really great beaches to take a family.
Period.
Yeah. Now, we're very serious. We're very cautious to say those kinds of things. We don't want to discourage tourism and have an adverse effect on the business community. But there's so many other beaches that are great to bring your family to that have a much, much bigger margin for safety. But if somebody really wants to go to Big Lagoon and you have children in particular, I would say way up over the break where the beach becomes flat again and even up where the plants are. Like, if you're up there and you're having a picnic, you get to still be near the ocean. You can hear the ocean. You can see the ocean. But you've got a buffer so that your kids can't get out of, you know, get away from you and get down to the water too quickly.
The other thing that we hear about all the time is sneaker waves. And those are particularly dangerous in these kinds of beaches. Everything can be completely calm and you can still get those, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've looked really carefully at all the fatalities in the past, you know, 30 years up here. And there seems like there's a couple categories. One is that people just get too close to the surf and you don't really need anything else besides that in the right circumstance. Like this young girl just got too close to the water and it didn't take an unusually big wave to get her in trouble. But other times people are actually pretty far away from the beach and the ocean looks relatively calm. Or I should say they think they're far away from the beach and the ocean looks calm. But what they're not aware of is that they've arrived at the beach during a lull in the wave activity. And then a set comes in that's much bigger and catches them off guard and pulls them into the surf. So that can happen at any beach. And so our advice there is don't let the ocean fool you. Even if it looks calm, just always figure that a bigger wave can strike without any warning. So the worst thing to do is glance at the ocean, decide it's calm, get really close, and then look at your iPhone with your attention diverted just before that big set comes in. We call them sneaker waves because they kind of sneak up on people, but they happen all the time. Sometimes they are more often than others. Fall and spring seems to be like the most likely time of the year for them. But really, a big wave can surprise anybody any time of the year around here.
So before we completely scare everyone away from all the beaches,
right,
you have to respect them. What are the beaches? let's name the beaches that are good, safe beaches. I mean, you have to be cautious anytime you're by the ocean, but which are the safer beaches, the ones that are not steep?
The flat beaches. So Clam Beach and Moonstone Beach are great beaches. They just have a big, long, flat beach with very fine sediment, so there's great footing. We've never had a fatality on Clam Beach in all the years that I've been tracking the data, or Moonstone Beach. There was one fatality, actually, but it turned out to be a heart attack. An older guy was clamming and had a heart attack. So statistically, and based on everything we know about beaches, those flat beaches are much better choices to recreate at.
And real quickly, what is it about the geology of the lagoons that causes these steep beaches?
I've been thinking about that, and I don't really know for sure, but my hunch is that they're cut off from the kind of sediment that comes out of big rivers. So if you look at Clam Beach and Moonstone Beach, that's the northern extent, right up against Trinidad Head, basically, where all the Eel River sediment comes out during storms in the winter and goes to the north and then piles up against that headland. But to the north of that headland, where you start getting the lagoon beaches, they're kind of starved from that kind of sediment. So all they have is the coarser stuff that's a result of the cliffs being eroded from wave action. And so that coarse sand tends to pile up and create that steeper beach look.
Interesting.
It's also worth mentioning the other beaches that have that access to river sand often have offshore shoals that cause the waves to break farther off.
Right.
And that's what surfers like. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost as if the fact that there's a lagoon there, because all the sand is kind of being diverted to those big bars there that are creating the lagoon in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wow, that's kind of an interesting thing. So anytime you see in a lagoon, that is not a good beach generally to, rule of thumb, not to be going to.
And some people want to go to those beaches for specific reasons. Agate Beach is darn steep, and people go agate hunting, and by definition, they're looking down, so they're distracted. And my advice is to wear a life vest if you're going to do that activity. If you really have to go to one of those beaches and you have to be close to the water for your activity, get a really nice, comfortable, high-quality life vest. It'll just give you an edge that possibly survives if you get pulled in. I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but it's much better than not having something to keep you afloat.
Yeah, it's actually a really good point. You wouldn't go out on a boat without a life vest.
So. Yeah, right, because you know you might end up in the water.
Absolutely. That's actually a really, really good point. Wow. Well, thank you so much for putting this out there, and I definitely wanted to have you in to talk about that. And so that is the word of warning. Stay away from the steep beaches here in Humboldt County. They are not the beaches you may have grown up with in Southern California,
right.
That's for sure. All righty, Troy Nicolini, thank you so much for taking the time to talk
with us. Thank you for having me.